All right. Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board, National Finance Committee. It is Tuesday, August 14th, 5:39 Pacific Time, 8:39 Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I am KPFA listener rep and the chair of this committee. I'm going to ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin from WBAI, to call the roll.
Okay. Ken Aaron. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Marcus Jeter.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Wipperman.
Here.
Lauren Williams.
He is ill.
Well, who was that?
Lavarne is ill. This is Arlene.
Okay. We have eight. That's a quorum.
Ken Aaron is here. I just dropped off.
Okay. Thanks, Ken.
And Arlene is here, not part of the count, but...
Yeah. So if you could note that in the minutes, R. Paul, that would be great.
Yeah.
That's how we normally do it. Okay. Good. So just a note, we do have a draft agenda that was sent out at 3:32 p.m., and as usual, I will read it out loud for the stream. For those of you who might have been slightly panicked by your 15 attachments, I just want to make it clear you were not required to read all of these materials prior to the meeting. What I'm doing is sending them out for reference so I know that each committee member has them, and we will not necessarily be dealing with all of them tonight. This is basically just stick in your file, so when you get to items, you'll have email copies. I know some of this has been uploaded to Yahoo groups, but people have differing levels of comfort with Yahoo groups, and I know it can be a pain to go get things there. So I just wanted to sort of send a document library. Okay? So no one needs to apologize if they haven't reviewed all 15 attachments in the last 2 hours. Nobody was expected to. So with that, the draft agenda is as follows. To approve this agenda, to approve the minutes, number three. Number four, to finalize the Houston budget approval with the last couple revisions and forward that to the PNB for final approval. Item five is to do an extension request and budget scheduling, and I'll talk a bit about how I'm thinking that we're going to go through this process in general, and then we will have to deal one by one with WBAI, WPFW, KPFK, and KPFA. Item six is something the PNB asked us to do, which was take a look at the fourth quarter forecast reviews, which were sent by the general managers and also by the CFO, and to make some recommendations. So we'll do that. And item seven is the interstation transfers report, which I'm guessing we're not going to get again because we haven't gotten it and Lavarne is not here. So that's the agenda. Would anyone like to move to approve it, or are there modifications?
Move to approve the agenda.
Any objections? Very good. Okay, then we will move ahead. We should have some minutes from our meeting at the end of March to approve.
March?
From our meeting at the end of the previous month, which was July. July 30th.
You lost a few months there, huh?
I did. It happened. So July 30th, it looks to me like our poll sent them out today. So do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
There was one correction on KPFT.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay, bottom of the first page, second line up. Talked about the penalty for KPFT will be less than $7,000, payable 3 years. The first year was $3,000. So that $3,000 should be $7,000.
Okay, getting so, okay. I'm looking, all right. Where is this exactly?
The second line from the bottom of the first page.
In mine, it's the bottom line.
Oh.
It'll break differently. I have 3,000. It's 3,000, isn't it?
It's 3,000 for the first year. It was 7,000 for 7,000 total payable over 3 years.
Oh, okay. So it's 7,000 payable over three. So we'll change the three to.
And
a
then
seven.
You picked up the 3,000 that was paid the first year that was in Bill's motion, which is correct.
Okay. All right. So it's 7,000 payable over 3 years.
Yeah.
All right. Got that. Anything else? Any? Tracy, are we doing as I hear a clock ticking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on mute. Yeah, I was trying to make a point of personal privilege that we were having a lot of clicking on the call and to try to mute if you weren't talking. But anyway, and I muted myself considerately. All right. Are there any other amendments to the minutes or modifications? Okay. Are there any objections to our Paul's motion to approve them as amended? Okay. So approved. All right. So that brings us to Houston. Just to be clear, we passed a motion at the last meeting in which we sort of provisionally approved the Houston budget with a couple of changes. Bill can reiterate those changes if needed, or can Jim, but my understanding is those changes have now been made, and they included shuffling a couple of items to account for the CPB penalty and also getting the SUI filled in, which for some reason happened.
If I can go over those, this is Jim. There were also, after we passed the budget initially at KPFT, there were some changes directed from national office that came in that, in effect, created more of a surplus for the station, and that was in the email that I sent out, but I'd like to just kind of go over those real quickly so everybody knows how that affected the final budget. Okay.
Can I interrupt for a second? Yes, you can. I just want to direct people. The document we have right now, and we had a full Excel template for this budget, but what we have right now is a 2013 budget PDF summary, which we're basically going to use just to go over the changes and provisionally and make our provisional approval final, hopefully. And then the full Excel template, I assume, Jim, you will get to me and I will forward to the PNB.
That's correct.
Okay. So the first document that people were sent is KPFT 2013 Budget Volume 5 PDF.
If you're
on a computer and you're looking on, that's the one to look on.
Yep.
Jim?
Okay. Under the motion that we passed, in July, he increased the listener support by the 7,000 that was approved by the NFC. We reduced the CPB by $3,000. That was split between the targeted grant and the general grant. And then unemployment, the SUI, when we applied the current salary to the numbers for the calculation of the unemployment insurance, it came out at $4,774, and the motion that we had in front of the NFC set out a proposed estimated $3,600 for that, which would have caused some problems. But there were three other items that came up after KPFT that had originally passed their budget and was not part of the budget that was passed by the NFC. The first thing was the health insurance expense. Once the health insurance was renegotiated, we had just over $11,000 increase in health insurance costs, and that's shown in line 6,200. Additionally, we had been paying $750 a month on the Heath bequest.
Hi, this is Alex. I just joined the call.
Okay, Alex, we're letting Jim summarize the changes in the Houston budget.
Okay.
We had been paying $750 a month on the Heath bequest, and that had been in the budget that was passed. Once we got it to the national office, that debt's been paid. So $9,000 annual expense was deleted from the budget. And then there was a salary change that came from National that decreased the salary for KPFT $7,160. So the net effect of that, once the salary went down, all the salary-related items went down a little bit.
Right.
So the net effect was we had a $5 deficit in the prior budget, and under this budget, we have $4,273 surplus.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, well, that sounds pretty consistent with the motion that we passed for provisional, provisionally last time.
Sure, and the major changes just happened. You know, the health insurance, the Heath bequest, and the salaries. That was just something that happened, and fortunately, it netted out for us.
Could you repeat the surplus amount, please?
$4,273.
Thanks.
Right, and you're already showing a 15% reduction in personnel costs, which is, you know, exceptional. Okay, are there any questions? We talked about this budget pretty exhaustively on the 30th, and the changes are fairly minor, and it is provisionally approved. But since there are some changes, I think we should go through a formal approval process. So before we get to Q&A, and I actually have one question. Bill, was there anything you wanted to add or supplement to what Jim said?
No, I think Jim gave a good summary, and I want to thank him for getting with Markeisha to get all that updated.
Okay. All right, so let's go to a hopefully brief Q&A.
Campbell, first back.
Okay, Campbell, go ahead.
Thank you. I was wondering about the grant situation. Were there any categorical changes in regard to the grant? Or how did the grant amounts change?
The CPB grant?
Oh, that was a CPB grant?
Yeah, it was the $3,000 that went down because of the penalty
premium
that we're having to pay.
Yeah. Okay,
so then the total went down $3,000, but it was split between the two categories, 5801 and 5802.
Okay, 5801 and 5802. Okay, thank you.
And this is Bill. You know, we're working on some grant applications, but we don't put any grant income from those in the budget because we don't know if we'll get them or how much.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this is Tracy. I thought I had a question, but actually looking at the document, I've answered my own question, so no biggie. All right, with that, the question is there anyone who is opposed to approving this budget in its final form and passing it on to the PNB as our recommended budget?
Is this a motion at this point?
Yes, this is a motion to accept this as the Houston recommended budget, pending conversion into full Excel budget template, which Jim has promised, and to pass this on to the PNB as our NFC recommended budget that we are requesting that they approve.
Without objection.
Okay. Sounds that way. Good. Done.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Bill. Thank the KPFT LSB and the KPFT GM. Good job. Okay, so that brings us into our other four stations, and we have extension requests or non-requests or extensions that have run out to deal with. Let me just say briefly that we'll take each station one by one. Their statuses are different, and we should recognize that. And we'll deal with the question of whether there is or is not an extension request pending and what we're going to do about that. And I also would like to take the step, if possible, due to the challenges that we're going to face with streaming scheduling, once we make a decision regarding extensions or not, that we continue on into scheduling when we will discuss that budget in the next, well, to be realistic, in the next month, and hopefully faster than that. I would say 3 weeks is really all that we've got to work with here, because it's obviously going to require more than one meeting, and so we need to start getting real about that. So if people will have some patience, go through a date process for each meeting along with the extension scenario, what that may be, and they're all different. So we're going to start with WBAI in New York. Before I go to our Paul to tell us the story, we do have a management budget and a PowerPoint that goes with it, neither of which I've had time to review. As far as I know, documents be working work with that budget. So our Paul extension is up, and we have this document. If you tell us briefly if your what requests that we do at this point, then we'll hear from Alex, and then we'll make a decision and do some scheduling. And I'm going to open up the KPFTX calendar as well. So our Paul, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, we have sent it in. What's happened is the budget came to the LSB meeting last Wednesday, August 8th, and some folks managed to extend the meeting on and on and on and on until some people left. And at that point, there were an equal number of people in favor of it and an equal number of people against it. And so the vote was 7 to pass it, 8 against it, because the chair, of course, cannot vote, and unless to make a break a tie. And so the LSB did not pass it. Since then, it has been suggested to management that management put together a budget that's slightly different from what had been proposed to the LSB and put in full 100% shared expenses payments. And this is what has been uploaded to the Yahoo groups for everyone to see. So you have that. That's what you have.
Okay.
There it is.
Well, that is certainly the document that we can start working from. Of course, everyone will want to, do a realism check and go through the process that we go through. But that's good. That's a wonderful starting point. Okay, so no extension is being requested, and therefore, as I understand it, no extension will be granted. Alex, is there anything that you want to add to what our poll said?
Not really. I think our poll gave a fairly good summary. We are, for the first time in a long time, going to present a budget that will commit us to paying 100% of our central service obligations. Well, a realistic budget, I should add. We had a few unrealistic ones in the past that claimed to do that. I think this one is going to be realistic. Doesn't mean it's beyond criticism, of course.
Okay.
And the main reason we can do that is because WBI has carried out most of the cuts that were asked for. So the money that's being saved there is being given to the national office, essentially. There's no point in asking for an extension. So I think at this point the NFC should simply review the budget whenever that is scheduled.
Okay. Well, you guys are first, so we're about to schedule. We've basically got two choices here, and I will put them out. I don't think... my feeling is that we all need time to review budget documents that we've received and should have it. And in addition, we've got those fourth quarter forecasts to deal with tonight. So as I mentioned, I don't think tonight is realistic. Our next regularly scheduled meeting is the 28th, and I think the WBAI budget could be calendared there. If there is some reason that you would like to press for urgency, we could, sadly, look at the only available time in the calendar, which is Friday night, but I'd really prefer not to. So I'm going to ask if we can go with the 28th and calendar the BAI budget for August 28th. Will that be okay?
It's okay with respect.
Yes, Bill?
We're going to be having a bunch of others to deal with on the 28th. And I'm not ready to give up that we won't get everything all finished and ready to the CNB so they can approve it by September 30th. So I suggest we do add another meeting in, maybe even a week from tonight. I know there's a technology committee meeting, but if that doesn't, if that's new, if nobody on this committee is on that, or if it's not too critical, we could do it then. Or one of those Fridays would be okay, either this Friday or the next Friday.
I hear your point, Bill, and there. I get your point, Bill, and there is no doubt if we don't schedule extra meetings in August, we're going to have a lot of meetings in September. Is there anyone on this committee who's on the technology committee? Let me check. It may be.
Yes, I'm just me. Yes, that's correct. I'm on the committee.
Are you willing to skip the meeting on the 21st? The problem there will be streaming, because technology will want to be streamed. That's the problem with your suggestion, Bill.
I can do it. I streamed a meeting last night, and I was on another meeting. It's not real easy, but you know, I can do it if we get a bind.
You can stream finance if need be, because I think the BAI budget conversation needs to be streamed.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
And report it. Do that.
Okay.
It's okay. This is Ken. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll attend the finance meeting or I won't. You know, I'll probably attend the tech meeting. I'll see what's happening. But I wouldn't want to postpone this finance meeting because I can't attend. So
okay.
You should have
since
the meeting.
Since you're the only person with a conflict, I think that's good. Okay, so I'm going to calendar it for the 21st. That is when the BAI budget will be. Alex, if you want to let Bertold know that, that would be good.
Actually, Bertold is right here.
Oh, hi, Bertold. I didn't know you were there. Hello.
Every word you say, we can have the WBI budget scheduled right now.
I know, but we're not going to because we've got a bunch of stuff on the agenda, but we are calendaring it for the 21st, same time, same channel, next week. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. We'll see you then.
Okay.
The rest of your night is free. Okay, so at this point, we don't need Bertold on the call anymore. Bertold, have you left?
I'm on a speakerphone, so he's sort of in the background, but if you want him to leave, he can.
No, that's okay. It's an open meeting. I just didn't want him, you know, hanging on the phone. There was no reason. Okay, that's all good. All right, so BAI is officially calendared for the 21st, and I will put that in, and John and Otis will yell at me, and I will explain to them that Bill will come to the rescue. Okay. That brings us to WPFW, and we have all gotten some emails. So the way we're going to handle things here is we are going to hear from the LSB treasurer, and then we are going to hear from Campbell, who's the ranking member from the PNB. And I understand that they are not in agreement, and I would ask them to avoid personal comments about each other and focus on the substance of the issues, and then the NFC will have to decide what we're going to do. I would appreciate from each of you if you would make a request about what you would like the NFC to do in specific terms so we can balance those requests and make whatever choice we're going to make. Marcus, you're up first. Marcus, are you there? Marcus is not here. Okay, then we'll reverse the order and we'll go with Campbell. Campbell, you go first and then Marcus will go second.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam Chair. I just want to mention that I talked with our LSB chair this afternoon, Tony Norman, and he had requested that there would be an extension of time for WPFW's LSB to review and approve its budget for FY 2013. And so therefore I'm sharing his request with you. We had intended to have a meeting this past Sunday to engage the matter. However, unfortunately, we did not meet quorum, and so therefore we will be meeting to, you know, we'll be setting another meeting if need be regarding the Finance Committee and certainly in regard to the LSB so that we can have our budget approved and into the NSC without additional delay. I do, however, believe that we would perhaps benefit from having a time frame that would not be, say, for the 21st or, you know, something like that, so that we could have enough time to get information to our members and they would be able to come forward. What would be, perhaps if it could, if it would please the NSC, we could schedule it for, say, any time after the second Wednesday in September would be fine. That's when our normal LSB meeting is.
Second Wednesday in September?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I hear that request. I don't know, you know, how we're all going to react to that request, but I hear that request. Thank you for making it concrete. Just to be clear, I did send out an attachment, the current version of the PFW budget, but as noted, that's not LSB approved at this point, and I presume it's a management budget, more or less. That's from John Hughes, correct?
Yes, yes, correct. One thing, though, that we would like to have, and I know, I don't know if this is the way it is on the other budgets, but we don't have any actuals to compare the, you know, columns that would indicate where the audit figures are not there. Now, of course, I can provide that separately, but it would be more convenient for our members if they could just see that right on the same document.
Bill from the stack.
Hello?
You there, Tracy? You're muted.
Yes, I am. Sorry. No, my call, my phone just dropped out, but I'm there. Okay, so we've heard from Campbell, and we have a request on the floor. Marcus, are you back? Uh-oh. Well, that makes me feel a little weird because I feel like we should at least hear from the LSB treasurer and what the sort of dissenting request is. It feels a little weird to make a decision without hearing from Marcus. And he was here on the call earlier. Campbell, I assume you have his phone number. Could you maybe call him? I realize that all are fighting, but I would like the NSC to at least hear both sides.
Yes, I'll try to ring him. If you can hold on till I get my cell phone.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, you can go on, and I'll see if I can, you know, engage him.
Okay, that'd be good. Okay, so not to delay things, maybe we'll move on to KPFK, and then we'll hook back to WPFW. With K, we already have an extension in effect until the end of the month, until the 28th. So that remains pending. We don't necessarily have to take an action. I think there was a special LSB meeting to talk about the budget on Saturday. So maybe, Kim, you can tell us what happened and where you're at.
Well, people decided to have a discussion about the things that they wanted in this budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next LSB meeting is on the 29th. And
right after the extension. All right.
Right. I won't get into that, but that is the date. They may talk about the budget, or they may decide to still talk about their priorities.
Oh, dear.
I have an issue with the budget presented by management, which is that the listener support really doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
One of my issues is the amount of fund drive days and either he had an original budget and then kind of made a new budget for this last meeting, and sort of neither of them like do the numbers add up in terms of what we're actually making. I believe that he made his guesstimate for listener support based on what we what our daily averages have been. However, one has to really take 82% of that as the likely actual income we'll receive, and so this is going to be a serious problem.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Kim, well, we can't go into detail on a document that we don't have, but as the treasurer, are you asking for an extension until, I guess, the second Tuesday in September or the 31st? In other words, make a request, or do you feel like at the 28th we should just go from what we have?
No, because...
Make a request as the treasurer.
No, I have to at least wait until after the LSB and play this out. Now, I am at a huge disadvantage here because, like, I sort of don't have my computer. I'm, you know, kind of freaking out behind, like, computer issues right now. So, I'm, you know, I have to at least wait until that Wednesday.
And, the 29th. Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm just not sure what happens if, you know, there is a budget, if there isn't, you know.
Okay. Well, an extension from the 28th to the 29th is not that melodramatic, although I wish that there had been a little more respect for the extension that the NFC granted, which I thought was fairly generous, from July 31st. But that said...
My LSB is not into politeness or focusing on this issue.
And I've heard that, yes. Let's hear from Ken, and then if you don't have a specific proposal, I think I have one to make. But Ken, what do you have to add, if anything?
Everything that Kim said was correct, and it's just a long-term problem that over a period of declining income, there were hires, and there's no correction to it. That's
okay.
One of the key elements. And again,
okay.
And the board, when the LSB meets to discuss the budget, they talk about philosophical concepts and mission statements, very little about numbers.
Okay. Well, if neither of you has a specific proposal to make, I'll throw one out there, and, you know, it's the will of the committee whether we go for it or not. It seems to me if you had one special budget meeting and then you have another LSB meeting scheduled, that is plenty of cracks at the budget, and that if the KPFK LSB can't come up with an LSB-approved budget after two cracks at it, then I'm not convinced that a third crack is going to work either. And I think that, you know, for both the NFC and the PNB to have a reasonable period of time, we're going to have to move ahead.
I agree. You know.
My proposal would be that we go ahead and grant the extension until the 31st of the month, but no further than that, and that we then schedule a KPFK budget review in the first week of September. So that's what I'm putting on the floor. We can discuss it. We can vote on it. Or people can put other motions on the floor if they don't like that one.
I would...
Point of personal privilege, could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
The National Finance Committee will extend the KPFK LSB until August 31st, close of business, to submit an LSB approved budget. The NFC will proceed with budget preparation in the first week of September.
Or approved or not approved.
Right.
I would personally like to get a date for our meeting so I can say the date is, the, you know, blah, blah.
31st, close of day.
No. For NFC
for
meeting.
For the scheduling. Okay.
Yeah.
That just requires me to be at my computer, which I'm not right now. So, okay, let me do this. Marcus, have you come back to the call?
Bill for the stack.
Good. So let's leave KPFK where it is with the motion on the table, and we'll get that date filled in. And since we were doing WPFW first, let's go back there and get that situation resolved, and then we'll move on to KPFK and finish it.
Can I just say one more thing? I think that tonight we should grab as many dates as we can, because they may go otherwise. So
that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, absolutely. We will get through this process with dates banged down for absolutely every budget. Promise.
Chair, could I get what I have here so that we all understand the same motion? I have. The
sure.
NSC will extend the waiver to for KPFK to August 31st, to submit an LSB-approved budget, and the LSC will proceed to consider the KPFK budget in the first week in September.
Yes, and what we're going to do is add a date. And if you guys want to wait, like, 2 minutes until I get to my computer, we can bang that date now and vote on it.
I have KPFK calendar up. It's KPFKX calendar up.
Okay. What have you got in the first week of September?
The first week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th are open.
Oh, how nice for us.
The 3rd is Labor Day.
The 3rd is Labor Day.
That's true. Now, as far as I know, streaming is easiest on Mondays and Tuesdays. So how about we grab that Tuesday, call it the KPFK budget?
Okay. What date is it? R. Paul, September what?
September 4th.
Okay.
And that's it. Which is not too bad, considering that our date is the 30th. Is the 30th to get everything done, and potentially it gives the PNB a reasonable period of time to review if we are able to move through it. Okay, so let's take a look. That is lovely that all these dates are open in September. Very nice. Okay, so we have also the 4th, the 5th, and the 7th open, which is lovely. Okay, so we're going to take September 4th for the KPFK budget. Discussion on, so if you could add to the motion, R. Paul, the NFC will proceed with budget preparation on Tuesday, September 4th.
Yes, got it.
Okay, sounds good. Bill, what's your point? And then I think maybe we'll vote on this before we go back to PFW.
Well, I think I'm going to vote against the motion. I think we've already given them a four-week extension, and instead of them making us go through all these gyrations to schedule an extra meeting in short notice, I think the KPFK LSB should schedule a meeting before the 28th. You know, we're going to be – every year it seems like we get into this problem. We get too many delayed budgets, and then we have to spend a lot of time going through them, and I don't want to be rushed. And then the PNB still has to have time to review them, and that will probably be hours of discussion in the PNB. And the PNB should approve all these by the end of September. So the fact that some of the stations aren't following the timeline, I think it's not a good reason to just keep giving them additional extensions.
I hear you, and you're free to vote against the motion. I'm going to leave it on the floor. But I agree. It's ridiculous. I mean, if you have a special budget meeting on the 11th or whenever it is, that's when the budget should have been dealt with.
Well, not only that, we had a previous meeting.
Should have been dealt with in July.
Yes, I know. It's okay to vote no on the motion. If the motion fails, then the extension date is the 28th, and that's it, because that's the pending reality. So if the motion fails, then the motion fails. But this is what I'm putting on the floor. Do we want to discuss it some more? Kim, did you want to?
I don't know what to say. I mean, I just don't know what to say. I don't know what the repercussions are if this doesn't pass. Because nothing's going to change at the LSB.
No, it probably means that we will go ahead and work on the KPFK budget on the 28th, and the LSB meeting will be on the 29th, and they'll be very indignant, and there'll be a lot of drama. The reason I'm proposing the motion is it sounds like an excess amount of drama to me.
But I understand why Bill's objecting, and I think there are some grounds to his objections, and I understand that he might vote no. I am leaving the motion on the floor for that reason. Right. If your LSB does not act on the 29th, I do not think there is or will be any
No report. Mercy. No mercy after that.
Right. Okay. If there's no more discussion and everyone understands the motion, I think we're ready to go to a vote. Yes, Bill?
This is Bill. Yeah, for Kim and Ken, is there some reason why they don't want to meet or can't meet before the 29th? I mean, that's 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
We just had our special meeting last Saturday, Bill. So.
But you didn't finish it.
They didn't even talk about number. They didn't even look at the budget. They were talking about their priorities. Now, actually, in fact, the reason we're late is because the general manager was 2 months late in giving up a budget.
Yeah, of course, the priority should have been done back in April, I believe, according to the timeline. But, okay, I'll shut up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we sort of are where we are, and we've been there before, and I think, you know, the how to cope with it is perhaps more important than the it should be different than it is thing. But, again, anyone is free to vote no, and if they vote no, then we will, that will be the will of the committee, and that's how we'll proceed.
Arpal, for a fast question?
Yeah.
Okay, from Kim, I understand what you're describing.
Yeah.
I understand what you're describing.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your assessment of it. And if do you think that extending will be a simple gesture that will be not taken up by the KPFK LSB, or do you think there's a real chance that they're going to do it? Because if there's a problem, as you said, with what the general manager is putting in, and I guess also the other part of the question would be, have you seen what the general manager is putting in and how real does it look? If we're going to have to spend possibly a bunch of time on the KPFK budget because if it's from management and there are problems with what management is proposing and there hasn't been a lot of going over that budget by governance, we may have to do all of that in the committee. So it may be a deal where we may need more than one meeting on that particular budget. Do you think that is a possibility? Because if you figure that's a possibility, I'm going to have to think hard about, you know, pushing this off into September here. So can you tell me what you think?
Well, I you know, unless somebody makes big changes to the budget in a direction that I'm comfortable with, I can't approve it. So it's possible we're not going to have an approved budget.
By September 4th.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I kind of feel like I have to play it out at this point.
Okay. I understand. I really do.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I have to play it out. That was kind of an agreement that was made at the LSB that I didn't even vote for, but it was the will of the body to have another discussion.
Yeah, no, I know, and I think people are responding to the fact that we're all human beings, and, you know, having a lot of budget meetings late, all pushed together, is frustrating. You know, there's no doubt about it. In the end, you know, we have to make these calls. I think you've made a reasonable case for what you want. It'll be the will of the body. I mean, if the body doesn't vote for it, then we're going to move ahead. I suspect we're going to move ahead without an LSB-approved budget either way. But, you know, it's a question of are we going to do it on August 28th or on September 4th? Okay.
Right, realistically, I don't even see a date before September 4th. So So we might as well appear to be nice.
Well, you know, it's a question of giving at least a number of opportunities. If all of those opportunities are rejected, then, you know, we have to go forward. Okay. Well, the motion's on the floor. The LSB treasurer is comfortable with it. I think it's just a question of voting, essentially. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, well, maybe I missed it. Sorry to keep picking on this, but was there any reason given why the KPFK LSB could not meet before the 28th? And they had a meeting scheduled on the 15th, I see, that was canceled. And there's lots of other days.
They canceled it because we just met last Saturday. And they met last Saturday as a special meeting. Well, the meeting before, which was only like 2 weeks ago, was supposed to be a discussion of their priorities. They neglected.
My question is, there any reason why they can't meet before this one? I don't see any reason.
What is the horrible noise?
Barely hear.
Okay.
I don't know, like, my question was there, I am not hearing any reason why they can't meet before the 28th. Was there some reason why they can't do that again?
Well,
we have another meeting?
I can respond to that.
Okay.
If you would, Ken?
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with reason. It's got to do with emotion and politics.
Right. I understand that, and I think that's correct. And I think, Bill, we have to deal with the situation the way it is and not with the way it should be. And again, you're free to vote no. No one is trying to railroad you into not voting no if you feel that that's the right thing to do.
Well, quite frankly, again, I will say this is all really late because the GM did not give us a budget earlier. Not really the LSB's fault.
Okay. Are we ready to vote? Any parting shots? Okay. Or Paul, can you call the roll? And can somebody please stop crinkling in the background?
Actually, that sounds like electronic noise. But yes, if we could have that. Sounds like somebody's moving. Okay.
Really?
All right. Let me see if we can hear it. Here.
All right, crinkling person, mute now.
Sure,
everybody
we call
mute.
In again?
No, I want the crinkling to stop.
Okay.
It's not muted.
Well, I'm on a phone. I don't know how to mute, but it doesn't sound like it's here.
It never sounds to the person who's doing it. Can you hear the horrible noise? The person who's doing it can't hear the horrible noise.
Oh. Pound one.
Sounds better. Let's proceed. Our Paul, can you call the motion on the can you call the roll on the motion, please?
All right. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just got off mute again. All right. Should I reread the motion?
Sure.
The NFC will extend the waiver for KPFK to August 31st to submit an LSB-approved budget, and the NFC will proceed to consider the KPFK budget on September 4th. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Marcus Jeter?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, pass. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'll vote yes.
Alex Steinberg?
I'm going to abstain on this.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Lauren Williams, and going back, R. Paul Martin. I'm going to abstain, too. All right, the vote is 7-4, 1 against, 2 abstentions.
Done. Okay, so for practical reasons, the 31st is the deadline at which we'll entertain an LSB-approved budget, and the KPFK budget will be prepared for the PMB on September 4th. Done.
Okay, that brings us back to the one we got halfway through, which is WPFW. Marcus Campbell presented his side of the story and made a request for an extension that was significant, that was into mid to late September. What I'm going to ask you to do is tell us a little bit about what's going on and what your request would be as the LSB treasurer. I am going to ask that you and Campbell, I know there's some stuff going on, you know, stick to the substance of the issues and not to each other's motives or concerns there. And then I guess we'll basically have two courses of action, and the NFC will have to choose one.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Well, thank you.
Floor's yours.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, and I apologize. I was in transit, and I lost the call. I didn't hear Campbell's suggestions. I know he sent something out. Basically, we're having a problem with our GM. He's not meeting budgets. He's not meeting deadlines. He's not, because he didn't meet these deadlines, and the bottom line is we don't have a budget, approved budget. We had a finance committee meeting where he submitted a budget that was very poorly prepared and it was riddled with errors. We scheduled another meeting where he submitted another budget. After that finance committee meeting, we forwarded it to, without much discussion, it was just two of us there. We forwarded it to the LSB for discussion. The LSB did not approve the budget, and there was a lot of opposition to it. There was a lot of questions. There was a lot of concerns about lack of information that we were getting. These are similar concerns that I have expressed in writing, verbally, for some time about the lack of cooperation that I've gotten from the GM, and this is the end result of, you know, this long process of just very poor relationships, very poor cooperation with our GM, some of which I outlined in my email that I sent to the board and then forwarded to the National Finance Committee. Obviously, we should be able to do our own budget, and I am willing to give it another shot. That sounds like quite a long chunk of time. I would hope that we could get it accomplished before then. I suppose it will be dependent on our chairman's ability to schedule a special meeting, our GM's ability to give us more information on some of the things that we've requested. I don't have much confidence that we're going to be able to accomplish this, but I'm certainly willing to give it a shot. And based on the advice and counsel of the board, we'll ask for a further extension.
Okay. To what date are you asking?
Oh, let's see. What was Campbell's date again?
Campbell's date was after the next WPFW regularly scheduled LSB meeting, which I'm not sure is realistic. That would be September 12th.
Yeah.
So it would be past that meeting.
Right.
That's 2 weeks before the end of the fiscal year. That's a long time.
Right. Realistically, I don't see us being able to approve a budget before the next LSB meeting. We're at the end of August. We have holiday. So I guess you want me to give you a date. I would say by the day after the next LSB meeting, which we would meet the second Wednesday of the month. I'm sorry, I don't have a calendar in front of me.
It's the 12th.
Wednesday is the 12th. The next day would be the 13th.
Wow.
But let me just say, I don't have much confidence that we're going to be able to pass a budget, given the level of cooperation and level of sharing of information that we've gotten thus far. I will certainly give it a shot. I rely on the advice and counsel of our LSB and the National Finance Committee. And I throw it out for suggestions, but it is a very challenging time at WPFW in attempting to get information for the budget. The last meeting was scheduled, a special meeting, was this Saturday, and we weren't able to get quorum.
The meeting was Sunday.
And what happened at your regular LSB meeting that was August, whatever it was, the second Wednesday in August?
The budget was rejected.
The budget was rejected, and then you tried to have a special meeting and you didn't get quorum. Okay.
Right.
You've had two bites at the apple. Okay.
Well, no, we've had four bites at the apple. We had a finance committee meeting, one finance committee meeting, then we had a second finance committee meeting. Then we had an LSB meeting. And then we tried to have a special LSB meeting, in which we didn't get quorum. So we've had four meetings on this budget.
Yeah.
And each one, in my view, and in, I think in the view of many, we've not gotten the level of cooperation and information required to make intelligent decisions. I know as the treasurer, I have not, and I'm not going to vote for a budget that I don't fully understand and have full and complete information. I don't understand why I've not been provided the personnel information that I was assured I would be provided by the executive director and the GM. It's almost as if they're batting me around. They're playing games about not giving this information. It's very frustrating, frankly. You know, we're all professionals. I expect to be treated like a professional, and I expect our GM to perform like a professional, to uphold his commitments, and to make deadlines, and he's not doing that.
Okay. Got it. It looks like you and Campbell actually are making the same request, which is interesting. That was not how I expected this to play out, but there you go. Kim, to the stack. Let me finish, Kim. I hear you. Yes, Marcus, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Are you not done?
No, I would just say I'm very reluctantly making that request. I mean, frankly think we're not going to be able to get it done. But,
Kim's kind of in the same place. Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, so there's a request on the table. There may be a counter request. We'll have to see. And, you know, it's a request that takes us very far into our deadlines and past our schedule, and I think there are concerns about that are valid. That said, let's have a little bit of discussion before we go to a vote, and I heard Kim on the stack first. Kim?
First of all, Marcus or Campbell, what information are you not getting, number one? And number two, I'm still kind of like, we've only had two dysfunctional meetings. You've had four now.
Right.
I'm kind of a mind that's like, wow, nobody there really cares enough. But I do want to know what information you feel you're not getting from the GM that you'd like to.
Sure. Well, for the past 6 months, and I don't know how much it is appropriate for me to go into the history, but we lost our general manager. We lost our business manager. He went down to 5 or 10 hours a week. And since that time, it's been about 6 months, I've been unable to meet or have any substantive discussion about the financial status of this station. And I have requested meeting after meeting and have not gotten any cooperation from our GM. In addition, so I have no information. I've not seen bank statements, utility bills. I haven't seen anything in 6 months. Nothing. Okay? And I remember our learned chairman who always used to say that the treasurer is supposed to be part of the team. They're supposed to be part of the team working with the general manager. I have not gotten that level of cooperation at all in the past 6 months. In addition, I've asked for, you know, I've been told that as standard operating procedure during the budget preparation process, the treasurer gets personnel information, gets detailed finance personnel information about the personnel position. And I was told in writing by RED that I would be provided that, and they refused to give it to me. So I just feel like
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like, I mean, I'm not being treated as a, I'm not being treated as being part of the team, so I'm very reluctant to sign off on a budget that I just fundamentally don't have any background to approve, to confirm.
Madam Chair.
Yes, I understand there's going to be back and forth here.
May I make one more point? I would ask that the chair ensure that I am not interrupted or verbally bullied by Campbell, because I'm not going to tolerate that. Thank you.
I would ask that neither of you verbally bully each other. No, I will not tolerate that. What I am going to say is that the FY23 WPFW budget, which is, I guess, a management budget at this point, we do have an Excel file. It's large, 1.6K. So my guess is that most of the assumptions and personnel info and all the rest of it is, in fact, in that file. And I would ask people, if they're by a computer, they might want to review that file and see, you know, what information we'll be going off of if we do, in fact, proceed with the budget.